Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 29th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 11 and a quarter cents, closing at 383. November beans down 7 and 3 quarter cents, closing at 11.12 and a half. And September wheat down 12 and 3 quarter cents, closing at 444 and a half. July Kansas City wheat traded under $4 today, settling at $4 even money. We put in a double bottom on the December corn at 382 and a half. That's the low today, and it was the low on Friday. Obviously, if we close under that tomorrow, it's going to mean the report's bearish, and with the funds long, we could see a lot more pressure. The weather, we know it's going to be dry. There's going to be some heat out there, but either the funds want out, or for whatever reason, they decided to pour it on here today. They must have sold 20,000 contracts of corn. The beans, it's interesting. Between the meal and the oil, beans actually should have closed kind of steady here. They were down 7 3/4 cents. The beans have been the strongest. Meal continues to lead the way up. July meal was up another $4 or $5. December meal was up $1.20. Why the beans closed lower, I guess just following the corn down and some fund liquidation before the report. Wheat down 12 cents in Chicago, 8 in Kansas City. We've got first notice day tomorrow, and that may be the low here for a while if we can get through the report and it's not too bearish. Maybe we make a new low tomorrow, hopefully close it higher. If you're selling wheat for whatever reasons, I'd certainly be re-owning call options. This break in the corn over the last couple of days has given our clients a chance to roll down and take money out of put options. We've rolled down call options to get a better level in case we do rally here. You know, the weather doesn't look great out there. A lot of the country does have some good corn. A lot of there's some spots out there that are pretty bad. But Kansas got some rains here today. It looks like the ridge is going to push more rains in. So, you know, are we going to focus on the weather? Or we're going to focus on the reports tomorrow? Obviously, I think we're going to focus on the reports. We've seen cases before where markets really push to their lows before this report and then snap right back. So I'm hoping in wheat that's the case, in corn that's the case, and that we can see some higher prices out here. But it's really a 50-50 shot. The dollar was down 46. Stock market storming back. We're about 300 points under where we were on the Brexit deal. We've rallied the better part of 700 points here in the Dow in 3 days. I don't see that they've solved any of the problems with Brexit. I think it's just maybe a short covering rally or a hope rally or something out here. But I just think that the Brexit deal is going to be a lot worse over time rather than a lot better. I certainly wouldn't be buying into this rally up here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.